Good morning.
早上好。
Acts chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
I would like to ask you to read verses 42 to 47.
请大家打开我们的周报，里面有今天的经节，使徒行传第二章42到47节。好，我们一起来读。恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，擘饼，祈祷，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Last time I spoke to you, I talked from Acts chapter 1 about the kingdom of God.
上次我讲到的时候，讲到使徒行传第一章，提到了神的国。
What Jesus meant when he talked about a kingdom.
当耶稣提到这个天国的时候，他到底这个国是什么意思？
And I told you that the mistake of the disciples was they were looking for a political kingdom.
那个时候是那些门徒的想法是认为是一个政治上的这个国家。
They expected Jesus to overthrow the Romans and set up his kingdom.
他们那时候期待的是耶稣带领他们推翻罗马帝国的统治，然后建立自己的国家。
But there's another mistake that people make more today.
那个是门徒当时犯的错，但是现在的人却犯了另外一个错。
You see, we know that God is not, Jesus is not coming down and setting up an election in America.
我们现在都知道耶稣不会像一个政客那样在这个美国在参加总统竞选。
And so we make the mistake of making the kingdom a heavenly kingdom that's far away that really doesn't affect us until we die.
那我们现在的错误就变成说，耶稣说的这个天国离我们还很远呢。对我们现在的生活并没有影响，是死了以后的事儿。
Their mistake was a political kingdom.
所以门徒犯的错是认为他这个耶稣的天国是一个政治上的国度。
Our mistake is to make it sort of a Star Wars kingdom.
那我们这个想法呢，变成是好像是星球大战里的那些国度。
In a galaxy far, far away.
在一个离我们非常非常遥远的星系。
Someday we'll go there.
可能有一天我们会去那儿的。
But we hope it's a long time from now.
但是我们希望暂时还不去。
And it really doesn't do much for our life now.
好像这个天国跟我们现在的生活没有关系。
But Acts chapter 2 shows us a picture of the kingdom of God at work in daily life.
但是使徒行传第二章给我们描绘的是一个神的国在我们每天生活中实现的样子。
Not from a political throne.
不是一个政治上的国度。
Not from a skyscraper with great economic power.
好像也不是一个经济发达，这个各项繁荣的样子。
But from the church.
而是从教会里来的。
You see, in the New Testament, the kingdom of God is more than a church alone, but it always includes the church.
那这个新约里面讲到神国的时候，不仅仅只是教会，但是教会一定是在其中的。
The church in the New Testament is the primary way that the world around us sees the kingdom of God at work.
在新约当中，这个教会的存在就是能让周围的人看到到底神的国是怎样运作的。
And by the church, I don't mean just the universal church.
那我说的这个教会不是指所谓这个普世教会。
Instead, I mean that the primary way that people around us will see the kingdom of God at work is through this local church.
那我所说的这个教会就是指我们周围这个世界上的人怎么能够看到神的国是怎么运作的呢？就是通过我们这个当地的这个实在的教会。
God intends that the people of Palm Beach County see his kingdom through this church and through other churches that are operating in this area.
神的旨意就是让棕榈滩的这些居民通过我们教会还有其他的一些教会看到神的国神的百姓是怎么生活怎么运作的。
And so I want to continue what I started last time with looking at how does that kingdom look in our church?
所以我要继续上次的话题，讲到神的国到底在我们的教会里看上去是什么样子的。
What is a church? What is a healthy church?
而且一个健康的教会到底应该是什么样子的。
Now usually when we think of a church, we think first probably of a building.
很多时候我们提到教会就会想到那个建筑物。
And we say, oh, we have a very beautiful church.
然后我们就会跟大家说我们教会很漂亮。
But truthfully, a beautiful building is not necessary to have a healthy church.
但是实际上我们都知道一个漂亮的建筑物并不代表就是一个健康的教会。
Maybe we think of a choir.
也可能我们会想到我们有一个很好的
诗班。Maybe we think of a piano, an organ.
也可能又有钢琴又有风琴。
Carpet, pews, all of the things that are part of the building.
有地毯有座位都是这些这个建筑物的一部分。
And all of those things are good.
这些都是好的。
Please don't leave and say, Pastor McElwain said we should get rid of the choir. We don't need them.
你出门的时候可不要跟人说我们不需要教会，我们不需要诗班了。那个麦牧师说我们没用。
I enjoy the choir. It helps worship, I think.
我很喜欢听这个诗班演带领我们，帮助我们能够敬拜。
I enjoy the piano.
我也很喜欢听到这个钢琴的声音。
And I would rather have comfortable pews than to have to stand.
我也喜欢坐在舒服的椅子上，我也不想一直站着。
But the truth is.We could have a healthy church without any of those.
但是实际上呢是这样的，我们也可能这些事情这些东西都没有，但是仍然是一个健康的教会。
Acts 2 tells us what we have to have for a church.
那使徒行传第二章讲到的是这个健康的教会必须要有的东西。
Because a church is about people.
因为教会是关乎人的。
A friend of mine is a pastor of a large church that is in the middle of a building project.
那我有一个朋友，他的这个教会正在这个建他们的教堂。
And he told me a few months ago they were getting ready to take an offering to start their building fund.
那他几个月前他跟我说，他们就开始预备让大家来为这个建堂来奉献。
And he said to the congregation, "I'm going to show you some pictures of our church before we take this offering."
那所以他就在这个。在这个鼓励大家奉献之前，他就跟会众说：“我来给你们看一些我们将来建成教会的照片。”
And so the PowerPoint began to show pictures.
然后呢，就这个前面的投影就开始放照片。
And as the pictures came up, everyone in the congregation was looking back to say, "You have the wrong pictures."
然后等这个照片开始投放的时候，就坐在后面的人就说：“哎，你放错了，不是这个。”
Because instead of the architect's picture of the new building.
因为他没有放这个教堂的这个建筑图，这个构想。
The PowerPoint showed some missionaries that had come from that church and gone overseas.
然后这个前面的投影片放的是他们教会所支持的一些宣教士在海外宣教的这些人。
And he said, "Oh, go to the next picture."
他就说啊，那放下一个。
But instead of the architect's picture,
仍然不是教堂的照片。
It came up.One of their Sunday school classes.
然后放的是他们的这个主日学的一个上课的情景。
And then it showed some people from their community serving the homeless.
然后又有一些他们教会的人去这个帮助这个服侍那些无家可归的人。
And he said to his congregation.
然后这个时候他就对他的会众说
，Have they shown the pictures yet of the church?
那我有没有给你放这个教会的照片呢
？No.
然后大家就都说没有。
And he said, "Yes, they have."
但是他说是的，我已经给你们看了，就是
这个教会。The building is where we will meet.
这个教堂，这个建筑是我们在这里聚会的地方。
We need a building.
我们是需要一个那个聚会的地方场所。
And it's better to have a nice building than a bad one.
当然有一个好的场所比有一个差的要强。
But the church
但是教会
is the people.And what we are doing as a church, as a body.
教会指的是教会里的人和这些人所做的在一起所做的事情。
Acts 2 shows us what that will look like.
所以使徒行传第二章就给我们看到这个教会本质是什么样
子。Four things I want to look at this morning from this.
我今天要跟大家看这里，从这里面看到四件事情。
First of all, Acts 2 shows us that a healthy church is committed to Scripture.
那第一个就是这个一个健康的教会，他们是致力于学习神的话。
It says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
圣经上讲，他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They were students of what they believe.
他们就是那些学习神的话的人，他们相信的，他们就学习。
A lot of Christians fall to a lot of false teaching.
那很多这个基督徒容易被这个歪风这个异教所吸引所带。
And one reason that happens is so few Christians really know what God's word teaches.
这个发生的原因之一就是很少有人真的是去学习神的话语，知道神说的是什么。
If we want to be healthy Christians as individuals,
如果我们每一个人自己想做一个健康的基督徒，
we have to know God's word.
我们必须要自己来认真学习神的话。
If we want to be a healthy church as a body,
那如果我们作为一个整体是要当做一个健康的教会的话，
we must know God's word.
那我们就要整体的大家一起都来学习神的话。
Few years ago, a large church did a study on discipleship.
大概几年前有一个很大的教会做了一个关于门徒训练的研究。
What is it?That helps people move from being a new believer to a mature disciple.
到底是什么使一个这个初信的人能够慢慢成长成为一个成熟的门徒？
The church that did this study is a large mega church.
做这个研究的教会是一个非常大的这个超级大的教会。
And they do a lot of things really well.
他们做很多事情都做得很好。
They have great productions on Sunday.
他们礼拜天的这个程序都做得非常棒。
And thousands of people come to them.
每次都有几千人来听讲道。
They have a wonderful cell group ministry.
然后他们有很好的小组的这个。
And they have taught other churches how to do cell groups well, and they do it well.
小组的施工也做得非常好，而且他们还教别的教会怎么来开展小组。
They began, though, to survey their members and talk to their members.
然后当他们开始这个调查他们的会员跟他们谈话的时候
The pastor said, I was kind of disappointed when we saw the results.
但是这个牧师就说他们这个调查了会员以后的拿到的结果让他有点失望
Because he said, we put thousands and thousands of dollars into our service production.
他说因为我们花了很多的钱来这个完成这个主日的这个崇拜的程序还有这些工作
We have several staff members who are full-time just to oversee cell groups.
我们有甚至有好几个全职的工作人员就是来做这个小组的施工。
He said, I think I'm a good preacher.
我觉得我也是一个很好的牧师。
And I work hard to preach good sermons.
而且我也尽我最大的能力来讲做好讲道这件事情。
But he said, after we do all of that,
我们做了很多很多这方面的工作。
He said, we found when we studied our members.
但是当我们调查我们的会员的时候，我们发现了什么呢？
The number one key to whether they matured as disciples or if they just attended church and then quit.
那这个最重要的一个因素决定一个新信主的人他是慢慢的成长成为门徒还是就是渐行渐远后来就再也不来了。
The number one key was, do they seriously, day after day, study the Bible?
那么最重要的决定因素就是他们是不是每天都在认真学习神的话语。
The ones who study scripture, they found, mature as disciples.
那些认真读神的话语的人就会慢慢的一步一步成长成为成熟的门徒。
The ones who just come for the big Sunday production,
而那些只是礼拜天来这个参加这个敬拜然后看到这个非常壮观的景象的人
come for a few years
来了几年
and then find somewhere else that has a better production
有可能看到比其他教会有这个礼拜天的崇拜更吸引人
I read that and I thought I wonder if that's true
所以我当我读到这个研究的时候我就在想说
I mean, that's a big church that's not like our church
那个教会是非常非常大的教会，不像我们。
So I called a friend of mine a couple weeks ago.
所以大概几个星期前，我给我的一个朋友打电话。
He pastors a smaller church, more like ours.
他的这个教会蛮小的，跟我们差不多。
They don't do a lot of big productions.
他们也没有很多。
Their worship is simple.
很高级的东西，然后这个崇拜也是很简单。
But he's been very good at discipling new believers.
但是他在这个对新信徒的这个培养门徒上面做得非常好。
And so I didn't tell him why I was asking.
我没有告诉他我为什么问。
But I said, when a new believer comes to your church and they become a Christian,
但是我问他就是当你这个你的这个会员当中有一些是新信主的或者刚来你教会的
Are you able to figure out pretty soon if they're going to mature or not?
那你能不能很快地发现他们是不是将来会成为一个成熟的基督徒呢?
And he said, oh yes, within a few months, I know if they're going to mature or if they're going to drift away.
他就跟我说,大概几个月之内我就能够看到说他这个人到底将来是会成为一个成熟的门徒还是慢慢的就会离开。
I said, how can you tell?
我就问他,那你是怎么知道的呢?
And he gave me the same answer I had read in this big study.
那他的回答就跟我刚才提到的这个大教会做的研究是一模一样的。
He said, if when I visit them,
他说我去探望他们的时候
，They say, Pastor, this week I was reading the Bible and I have a question.
那他们如果跟我说这个牧师，我这个星期读圣经的时候，我有一个问题我要问你。
He said, I know they're going to grow, they're going to mature as Christians.
那他说我就知道这个人他将来一定会这个成长成为门徒。
He said, if I visit them.
但如果我去看他的时候
And I say, how's your Bible reading going?
我就问他那你这个读经读得怎么样啊
And they dig out between underneath some furniture and
如果他从这个家具里边挖出他的圣经然后还要吹上面的灰
They're not going to grow.
我就知道他们不会成长
I won't ask you where your Bible is.
我就会问我想要问大家的就是你的圣经在哪里
But a healthy church.
我不会这样问，但是一个健康的
教会。The whole body is committed to Scripture.
这个教会当中的成员都是会认真读圣经的。
It means the songs we sing are built on God's Word.
也就是说，我们的唱的歌也是从神的话语来的。
It means the sermons we preach are built on God's Word, not just our ideas.
我们台上讲的道也是从神的话语来的而不是我们自己的想法
It means that our Sunday school classes, our cell groups are focused on what does God's word say
而且也意味着我们的主日学我们的小组讨论都是集中在神的话语上
Because if we lose that
如果我们失去了这一点
We will not be a healthy church
我们就不可能成为一个健康的教会
A few years after Acts 2,
那在这个《使徒行传》第二章记载的这件事情过后几年
Paul writes a letter to Timothy.
那保罗给提摩太写了一封信
Timothy is a young pastor.
那个时候提摩太是一个年轻的牧师
And Paul is warning him of some of the problems he will face in the church.
那这个保罗给他写信的时候就提醒他他在这个提摩太将在教会里遇到的一些可能遇到的问题
And he says this.
保罗是怎么说的呢
A time is coming.
因为时候要到
When people will not endure sound teaching,
人必厌烦纯正的道理
Instead, they will have itching ears.
耳朵发痒
They will look for teachers that please them.
就随从自己的情欲增添好些师父
They will turn from listening to the truth.
掩耳不听真道
I was studying that a few weeks ago before speaking at Hope Sound at camp.
大概几个星期以前我正好读到这段圣经为了准备在那个 Hope Sound 那边的一个聚会
And as I was studying, I was sitting at the、waiting for Sue at the doctor.
那我在学的这段圣经的时候刚好是在这个医生的诊所里在等待我太太看医生。
So I didn't have any books with me to study, look this up.
那我手边没有一些参考书查不到。
So I went on Google and I Googled this Itching ears.
那我就用手机的这个谷歌搜索这个所谓耳朵发痒是怎么回事
Because I thought, why does Paul say to have itching ears?
保罗为什么要提到耳朵发痒呢
So I Googled itching ears.
所以我就这个上网去搜
And the first thing that came up was from a medical site.
那这个首先出来的这一条呢是从一个这个医学的网站上
And I thought, well, that doesn't help me. I wanted something about the Bible.
那我就觉得这跟我没关系，我是要看这个圣经上的事情。
But then out of curiosity, I started to read what it said.
但是就是好奇，所以就想读一下。
And it said, itching ears are a sign of infection.
那这个搜索的词条上写的是这个耳朵发痒是一个就是耳朵发炎的症状。
And I thought, that's not bad.
觉得我想说，哎，这个还对我还是有帮助的。
Because Paul says to them,
因为保罗怎么说呢
？If you lose your taste for truth,
如果你厌烦纯正的道理
If you have itching ears that are looking for novelty and something new instead of God's word,
如果你耳朵发痒，想听一些这个新鲜的、有趣的东西，而不是说神的话的话，
the church soon becomes infected.
那你这个教会很快就要就是发炎了，就会感染一些
false teaching begins to sneak in.
那些假的道理，那些荒谬的言语，
we lose our spiritual health.
就会进来，我们就会失去了我们这个属灵上的健康。
A former student came to see me this week.
这个星期我从前有一个学生这个星期来看我。
He works in a is a minister in a church.
他在也是在教会服事。
On the staff, and he said, "I'm looking for a new place to serve."
那然后他说他现在在想找到另外一个地方去工作。
And I said, "But you've been very happy. What's wrong?" And he told me a story that happens many, many, many times.
然后他给我讲了，他就说有一件事情一直不断的发生。
Of a church that begins to give up the authority of Scripture.
就是这个教会开始放弃神的话语的绝对权威。
A new pastor who is very good at splash and show.
这个新来的这个牧师很会就是这个吸引人的注意力。
But soon says, you know, the Bible is outdated on some issues.
但是他就慢慢的就会说，这个圣经上有些讲的道理已经过时了。
We can't really allow this to control how we live today.
我们不能让这些过时的东西来决定我们现在要怎么生活。
And soon the church has abandoned truth.
慢慢这个教会就把这个真理放弃了。
To go a different path.
就开始偏离了真道。
A healthy church.Holds to God's word.
一个健康的教会是要紧紧抓住神的话语。
It values the teaching of Scripture.
因为大家看重这个圣经的教导。
The second thing that Acts says.
那第二条呢？
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship.
他们恒心遵守使徒教训，彼此交接。
A healthy church is committed to unity, to fellowship.
一个健康的教会是这个互相之间是彼此交接是合一的。
You see, God intended His people to be part of a body.
神要他的这个子民都是成为肢体的一部分。
And the early church valued that unity, that fellowship.
而且当时早期的教会是很看重这个交接和合一的。
Most of the early churches were planted in urban areas.
那这些早期的教会，新约圣经里的这些教会，通常都是在一些大城市里开始的。
Rome, Ephesus, Antioch.
罗马、以弗所、安提阿这些地方。
I must confess because I don't know history very well.
我必须承认，我对历史并不是特别了解。
I always imagined most of those areas as, you know, small little towns like I grew up in.
我老想着这个圣经上提到的那些城市就跟我长大的那些小城镇差不多的样子。
The population of Antioch was a higher population density than New York City now.
可是你知道吗？当时安提阿的那个人口密度比现在的纽约市还要大。
So when you read about Ephesus and Antioch, don't think about Lake Worth, think about Hong Kong.
所以你当你读到以弗所、安提阿这些地方的时候，不要想的是我们住的这个地方，而你就去想象一下香港的景象。
And you know that when you live in that kind of urban, crowded area, you can lose your sense of belonging.
而且你可以想象，当你在生活在那样的大城市、那样拥挤的地方的时候，你很容易就找不到自己的位置。
There's people everywhere, but you're alone.
到处都是人，但是你会觉得很孤单。
And these early Christians.They had left their idol worship.
他们远离了他们从前所拜的那些偶像。
Jewish converts had lost much of their family connection.
那些本来是犹太人的人，因为信了耶稣的时候，也会失去他们家人的支持。
And the fellowship, can you hear me? The fellowship of the church becomes very important.
所以信徒之间的彼此交接对他们来说变得很重要。
And so this term, fellowship.
所以这个当我们提到彼此交接的时候。
It's a great word, koinonia.
这个是一个希腊语。
It is the uniting of people together.
是讲到说人们聚在一起。
It's forming a new family, a new body.
就是他们好像重新组成一个新的家庭，一个新的这个。
But now when you read that, you might be led astray.
但是当你读到这个时候，你可能会被搞糊涂了。
You might imagine that all the Christians gathered together.
可能你在想象中是说，哎，这些基督徒聚在一起。
They all like each other.
然后彼此都很喜欢。
They all look alike.
然后长得也很像。
And they gather and they hold hands and sing the doxology every service.
然后他们每次都拉着手一起唱三一颂。
And it's wonderful.
看上去是一个特别美好的画面。
And you think, that was nice.
他，你可能就会想，那时候那样多好呀。
But if they had ever been to Palm Beach.
但是如果他们到现在这个，我在这个教会来。
That's not the way it is here.
就不是那样子的了。
At a church where I was,I talked about this.
那有一次我在另外一个教会讲到这个。
And one of the brothers said to another brother in the church.
那其中有一个弟兄就对另外一个这个弟兄说。
Okay, I like you. I love you. I love you.
他说好吧，我爱你。
The pastor says I must love you.
因为牧师说我必须爱你。
So I love you.
所以我就爱你。
But I don't like you very much.
但是我真的不怎么喜欢你。
Truthfully, that's kind of the way it was then too.
你知道吗？事实上，早期的教会也是这样的。
They disagreed on a lot of things.
因为他们在很多事情上有争
执。There's Jews and Gentiles. They have nothing in common.
那个时候有犹太人，也有外邦人，他们之间没有任何共同点。
There's former Pharisees and there's former idol worshippers. They have nothing in common.
他们有从前的法利赛人，也有从前那些拜偶像的人，他们之间也没有共同点。
But listen to what Paul says.
但是你听保罗是怎么说
的。God has made them members of the same body.
神已经让他们成为一个这个身体里的众多肢体。
Not just one organization, but one body.
不是一个组织而已，而是一个身体。
Jews and Gentiles who had nothing in common.
犹太人、外邦人是没有任何共同点的。
People who despised each other.
他们彼此之间是很厌恶的曾经。
And God brings them together.
但是神把他们带来一起。
To be a family.
让他们成为一个家庭。
You know, when you think about a family,
你知道当你想到一个家庭的时候，
there are probably people in your family that don't look at anyone around you before I say this.
那我说这个的时候，你可不要东张西望看着你自己的家里。
But there are maybe people in your family that are a little bit odd.
那可能你家里人也有那些很古怪的。
It's kind of embarrassing when someone says,Oh, I know them. They're related to you.
那如果别人跟你说，哦，我认识那个人，那个人居然跟你是亲戚呀。
I read in a children's book this week.
我今天读到一份小孩子的书。
The person said, I would have never chosen my family as friends.
那这个小孩子书里讲到这个人说，我如果是我的话，我不会挑我家里人做朋友。
But they are still your family.
他们仍然是你的家人。
They're one body.
他们是一体的。
You belong to each other.
你们是互相是有归属。
And everyone else may look at them and say, "Wow, they are odd."
那可能别人会指着他们说，这些人真奇怪。
And you might say sometimes, "Yeah, they are."
可能大家是会这么说，你也同意。
But I love them.
但是我仍然爱他们。
They're family.
因为他们是我的家人。
That's the church.
教会就是这样子。
We're one body. We're one family.
我们是一体的，我们是一个家。
We don't agree on everything.
我们不是所有事情都能够认同。
But we're family.
但是我们仍然是家人。
This word fellowship.
这个彼此交接。
Meant caring for one another's needs.
也意味着说照顾到彼此的需要。
You see, it goes on to say they had all things in common.
这里面后面又讲到他们的凡物公用。
They were selling their possessions and giving to all who had need.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Now each generation does this differently.
那可能每一个这个每一代人做这些事情的方式是不一样。
Nowhere in the Bible does it command us to all live in a commune together.
这个圣经上并没有让我们每个人也都这样去做。
But it does mean.
但是它确实意味着什么？
As Christians, we care for one another's needs.
作为基督徒，我们是顾念，我们照顾我们每一个人当中的每一个人。
When there are members of our family who are broken,
我们当中家人如果有人有破碎，
we help to mend them.
我们会帮助他们重新站起来。
When they are hurting, we care for them.
如果他们在伤心难受的时候，我们也会照顾他们。
Paul writes in 2 Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多后书里提到。
About a church that it says they gave beyond their means.
他提到这个教会是已经超过他们的能力在给予。
And listen to this, it says they were begging for the favor of taking part.
保罗怎么说？他说他们再三的求我们，准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有。
They were saying, Pastor,
他们在跟保罗这么讲。
Please let me help those who are hurting.
牧师，就让我们帮助那些在受苦的人。
I don't have much, maybe I can't afford it, but I want to be a part.
我虽然没有多少，可能我已经出不起，但是我真的是想在这上面有份。
Why?
为什么呢？
They were family.
因为他们是一个家庭。
They were a body.
他们是一个整体。
That's what it meant to have fellowship.
这就是圣经上所说的交接的意思。
As I have listened over the last few weeks to the prayers for those who are hurting in China.
在前面几个星期，当我们听到那些为中国在一些受苦的人所祷告的时候。
As I have watched since I've been here as the church cares for those who are hurting.
所以我的感受就是说，我们教会关心那些正在受苦的人。
As I have experienced that care, felt that care.
我自己就曾经经历过这样的关心。
I have seen that is what it means to be a healthy church.
我也看到了这个健康的教会该有的样子。
People who care for one another.
因为我们当中的人互相关心。
You understand what it means to have fellowship.
所以你就明白什么叫做彼此交接。
Not just coming together on Sunday to have service.
不仅仅是礼拜天到教会来一起崇拜。
But when a member is hurting,
而是当其中有人受苦的时候，
you care for them.
你关怀爱护他们。
When people on the other side of the earth world are hurting,
当世界另外一头的人在受苦的时候，
you meet to carry their burden in prayer.
你们也为他们祷告。
That's fellowship.
这就是交接。
Acts says they were living in one accord.
这个使徒行传说他们同心合一。
They were a body.
他们是一个。
Now I need to tell you that this one accord doesn't mean they agreed about everything.
这个同心合一并不意味着说他们所有的事在所有事情上都有相同的意见。
As I was studying this and working on it, I had a concern.
那我在我研究这一段圣经在学习的时候，我有一点点担心。
You see, I'm trying to tell you what a healthy church is like.
那因为我想告诉你一个健康的教会是什么样子的。
But I'm afraid someone might leave with a misunderstanding.
但我又怕你有一个错误的看法。
And say, well, yes, back then, they all loved each other.
你可能说那从前新约的时候他们可能是彼此相爱。
They got along, everything was great.
然后他们也关系相处得很好。
But we can't do that.
但是我们却做不到。
I mean, Elder Pong is part of our church.
那我们可以看到这个庞长老是我们。
We can't all get along with him.
我没法跟他相处得好。
I mean, he's difficult.
他很难相处的。
If you're new here, by the way, that's not true.
但如果你是新来的，我告诉你，这个不是事实。
But you understand.
但是你明白吗？
We get this idea that back then everything was perfect, and now everything's not perfect.
你可能会想，那新约圣经那会儿的教会什么都是很好的，现在可不是这样子。
So I want you to understand about this one accord.
所以我想让你明白所谓同心合一是什么。
It doesn't mean they agreed on everything.
并不是说他们在很多事情上都有相同的看法。
In fact, by the middle of Acts,
实际上在这个如果你翻《使徒行传》到中间的部分的时候
It's going to tell us about a meeting they had.
这里面讲到就会讲到他们在有一次在一起开会
A meeting to discuss how do we worship as one body.
那这个开会的目的就是他们在讨论怎么能够作为一体来一起敬拜神
Jews and Gentiles, how do we worship together?
就是那些犹太人那些这个外邦人他们怎么能够在一起来
And it says something that I love.
然后这里面有提到一件事情
It said they had no small dissension and debate.
这里边说到在使徒行传第十五章说他们中间起了大大的纷争辩论
What that means is it got really loud in the room.
也就是说他们就吵起来了声音很大
Someone over here stands up and says, Those Gentiles can't come in our church.
那有人在这儿站起来说，那些外邦人绝对不能进到教会里来。
The Old Testament it says they're unclean.
因为这个旧约圣经上说了，他们是不洁净的。
They eat pork. Pork. They eat pork.
他们吃猪肉，这怎么行？
They will ruin our dinners.
他们就会那饭还怎么吃啊？我们。
And someone over here stands up.
然后这边的人就说了。
Your problem is you don't love people.
你有问你这么说就是说明你不爱别人。
If you loved people like I do, you'd be different.
如果你爱别人就像我那样的话，你就不会这么说。
That's what it says.
这个圣经上就是这样记载的。
It says they had a big disagreement.
他们中间有大大的纷争辩论。
They're not standing around holding hands singing kumbaya.
他们并没有手拉手一起唱彼此相爱的歌。
They are arguing.
他们在争论。
They feel strongly about this.
他们自己个人都觉得自己的这个非常对。
And that encourages me.
但是我看到这个时候实际上受到了鼓励。
Because I've seen some church board meetings where it got loud.
因为我也确实参加过一些这个教会的这个会议，然后大家都比较着急开始大声说话。
But Acts 15 says, that's okay.
但是这个圣经告诉我们。
Because they were still one accord.
即便这样，他们仍然是同心合一的。
Because,
为什么
after all the debate,
虽然我们彼此之间有争论
after everyone has their say,
虽然我们每个人都表示了不同的意见
they go back to scripture,
但是他们仍然回到圣经
they go back to see what does God's word say,
他们仍然回到神的话
they listen to the Holy Spirit,
他们听圣灵的指引
and they come together,
然后再聚在一起
to say,We are one.
说我们是同心合一的，我们是一体的。
We are one body.
我们是一个肢体。
And we will follow what God's word and God's spirit teaches us.
神的灵，神的话语怎么样带领，我们就怎样做。
You see, if we're a healthy church,
所以如果我们是一个健康的教会
we're going to disagree about some things.
我们一定会有一些事情不会大家意见都一致的。
Some of them will be little things.
有可能是小事情。
Some will be big things.
有可能是大事情。
We may argue.
我们可能会有争论。
It may get loud.
甚至吵起来了。
That's okay.
但是没关系。
Because to be of one accord.
因为作为同所谓同心合一。
Means that we're united by something bigger than our opinions.
我们这个合一不是靠着我们自己，而是有一个更高的目标，使我们能够。
To be of one accord means we have some purpose bigger.Than each of us as individuals.
这个合一来源于我们有一个更高的一致的目标，而不是我们自己的愿望。
And so we disagree about things.
所以我们可能会有一些事情彼此意见不同。
We have different ideas.
不同的想法。
We may argue about them.
有可能会争论。
But at the end.
但是到最事情的最后。
We are one accord.
我们是同心合一的。
And so, although we may disagree.
所以我们可能意见不同。
When it's over.
但是当这个争论结束之后
Elder Pan comes to me and says,
这个庞长老可能就会来跟我说
You called me out in the middle of the service.
那你这个讲着讲着到就提到我的名字
You embarrassed me.
让我觉得很难堪
So I don't like you very much.
所以我不喜欢你了
But we are brothers.
但是我们还是弟兄
We are one.
我们是一体的
We love one another.
我们彼此相爱
A healthy church
一个健康的教会
is united.
是彼此合一的。
The third thing that it says, and I'm going to do this very quickly because I just preached about worship a couple months ago.
那我几个星期前讲过这个崇拜。
But a healthy church is committed to worship.
那第三条就是一个健康的教会会致力于这个一起崇拜。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching.
他们把就是同心合一遵守这个使徒的教训。
And the fellowship.
然后彼此交接。
To the breaking of bread and prayers.
擘饼祈祷。
You and I need worship.
所以我们都需要来崇拜。
If we're going to be a healthy church.
如果我们是一个这个健康的教会。
We as a body.
作为一个整体。
And you as individuals need worship.
而你作为一个个人都需要。
You see, I've seen a cycle that happens.
你知道我见过这样一个循环。
As we grow cold spiritually,
当我们的灵开始冷淡起来的时候
it becomes easy to stay away from worship.
然后不参加崇拜就变得很容易了。
We don't really enjoy being a part of worship because inside we're growing cold.
因为我们自己内心冷淡了，所以我们在这个崇拜中就得不到这个，就不喜欢来了。
But the longer we stay away from worship, the colder we become.
那我们越不来参加崇拜，然后这个灵里面就越来越冷淡。
And the colder we become, the easier it is to stay away from worship.
那正是因为越来越冷淡，所以就更加没有兴趣来参加崇拜。
And it feeds our spiritual coldness.
就变成让我们的这个冷淡更加的加剧。
We need worship.
我们需要崇拜。
In fact, I've become convinced we need it most when it's hard for us.
而且我甚至觉得就在我们最不愿意的时候，也就是我们最需要的时候。
Those times when we're tempted to walk away.
就在我们容易想要离开的时候，是我们最需要的时候。
I almost preached a different sermon this morning.
我今天早上差点讲着讲着就讲歪了。
Sister June would have been very unhappy with me.
不是讲歪，就换一个题目了，那当然我就毫无准备。
But last night I could not sleep.
但是昨天晚上我睡不着。
And I was laying there, tossing back and forth.
在床上翻来覆去。
Doing what you're not supposed to do. Worrying about things that I can't control.
好像担心一些我自己没有办法控制的事情。
I was worrying about Sue.
我担心我太太。
I was worrying about a friend who is struggling.
担心我一个朋友在经历困境。
And then just before I went to bed, I had pulled open WeChat and read some updates about coronavirus.
然后就该要睡觉的时候，又在这个微信上看这个新冠肺炎的情况。
And about midnight,
然后大概都已经半夜了。
Before the time change,
这还是在这个从前的时间，还没有变夏时制呢。
I was laying there, and I said, Lord.
我就躺在那儿，我就跟神说
：“You have to help me sleep.
你得帮我能睡着才行。
I have to preach tomorrow.
我明天还得讲道呢。
I have to teach Sunday school.
我还得教主日学。
And if the pastor falls asleep during the sermon, that's always a bad thing.
这个牧师讲着讲着到睡着了，可不是个好事儿。
And God reminded me of a scripture.
那这个时候，神就用一个圣经上的话来提醒我。
And I ended up writing down some notes about it and almost preached it this morning.
所以我把它写下来，差点就把那个变成一篇讲道了。
I'm not going to.
不过我不会这么做的。
But it relates to worship.
但是这是跟崇拜有关系的。
Psalm 46.
在诗篇第四十。
Says God is our refuge and strength.
神是我们的力量，是我们的拯救。
A very present help in trouble.
是患难时随时的帮助。
Therefore, we will not fear.
所以我们就不惧怕。
Though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the sea.
虽然大山会被挪开，小山会被挪移。
Though the waters roar and foam.
地虽改变，山虽动摇到海心。
Though the mountains tremble.
虽匍匐翻腾，山虽因海涨。
All of this trouble that is going on.
所有这些困难在我们面前。
He says, I won't be afraid.
圣经上说我们也不害怕。
I read through the chapter.
我就读了诗篇四十六篇。
He tells how God is going to take care of his people.
他讲到神是要怎样的帮助照顾他的百姓。
How God is going to be exalted among the nations, even in the midst of trouble.
就算我们有困难，神的这个也在掌权，他与我们同在。
And then he says this.
然后他说
And this is where it relates to worship.
这里就提到跟敬拜有关。
Verse 10.
在第四十六章第十节。
Be still.
你们要休息。
And know that I am God.
要知道我是神。这个休息
I will be exalted among the nations.
我必在外邦中被尊崇。
Now here's what I want you to see this morning.
所以今天早上我想让大家也看到这一点。
I used to read that be still.
我从前讲到这个要这个中文翻译成要休息
，like you say it to a child who's upset。
那这个英文它是说不要动，就好像你跟一个小孩子，一个很生气的孩子。
Okay. Be still, it'll be all right.
你搂住他，跟他说别动，别动。
But that's not what it is.
但实际上这不是这样子。
It is in Hebrew an imperative, a command.
但是在希伯来原文里，它这个是一个这个命令词。
It's not hugging someone who is crying and saying, "Be still, it's okay."
不是那个，好像一个小孩子很伤心难过的哭，你抱着他说，拍拍他说，安静，安静。
It is a general saying to soldiers who are under attack.
这是一个命令，这是这个一个在这个将军对他这个已经被攻打的这个士兵说的。
Stop.
跟他们说站住。
Be still.
不要动。
Don't move.
不要动。
I have a plan.
我有计划。
And I don't want you to panic.
我不需要你慌张。
So just wait.
就在那里等候。
I am God.
我是神。
I will be exalted.
我必在外邦中被尊崇。
You can trust me.
你可以信任我。
And last night as I lay there, I realized.
所以昨天晚上当我躺在那的时候，我意识到。
God doesn't always, I wish he would, but he doesn't always hug us and say, it's okay, be still, it'll be all right.
虽然神并不是每次都这样，虽然我们很想让他把我们搂在怀里，安慰我们说别担心，没事的。
Sometimes he says, no, things are rough.
有的时候他会说，对，困难是有的。
But be still.
但是他对你的命令是，
Just stop.
安静。
Just wait.
要休息，要停止。
I am God.
要等候，我是神。
I'm in charge.
我在掌权。
I will be exalted.
我必被尊崇。
And what are the best places for that to happen?
那这个事情发生的最好的地方是什么？
Is in worship.
就是在崇拜中，在敬拜里。
You see, we go through the week and we collect all of these problems.
我们一个星期下来收集了很多的问题和烦恼。
How many of you sometime during this week had some problem?
你们当中有什么有人是不是一个星期中会有一些问题？
Those who raised your hand, go talk to those who didn't. They'll help you.
你举手的话，你就去找那些没举手的人谈一谈，他们会。
Most of us during the week bump into some problems.
我们在一个星期的生活中难免会遇到一些问题。
And in worship,
但是在崇拜中
is a time for us to walk in.
就是这个给我们一个机会，让我们进到这个殿里来。
And hear God.Say,
我们听神的话，听见他说
，Be still.
要安静。
Yes, the mountains are shaking.
是的，是山是在这个颤抖。
Yes, everything is a storm around you.
在周围全是暴风骤雨。
But be still and know I am God.
但是要安静，要知道我是神。
I will be exalted.
我必被尊崇。
You can trust me, I'm in charge.
你可以相信我，我是在掌权的。
Worship did that.
崇拜就能让我们。
The last thing, and I'm out of time.
经历到这一点。最后一点。
A healthy church is committed to evangelism.
一个健康的教会会致力于传福音。
I don't have time to look at this, but verse 47.
我们没有时间看了，但是这个圣经《使徒行传》的第二章第四十七节。
A healthy church did not just get together and study the Bible.
一个健康教会不仅仅是要在一起读神的话
，have fellowship，
彼此交接
，worship，
波饼祷告
，and it's all about us。
然后就全是自己了，关起门来做事情。
No， look at verse 47。
那我们来不是的，我们来看第四十七
章。And the Lord added to their number day by day those who were being saved。
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
If we are healthy，
如果我们是健康的教会
，as a church。
作为一个整体
God is going to be adding to us those who are being saved.
神会把得救的人天天加给我们。
We're going to be drawing other people to Christ.
我们会吸引别人到神的面前来。
If we're a healthy church,
如果我们是一个健康的教会
we're going to be saying to unsaved neighbors,
我们就会对那些没有得救的邻居说
I know you're struggling.
我知道你有一些困难。
Let me bring you to a body of people who will care for you.
我带你到那些关心你的人当中去。
We're going to be making the gospel attractive to those around us.
我们会使得福音对我们周围的人是有吸引力的。
They are going to want to know the Jesus we know.
他们会想知道你所认识的那个耶稣是什么样。
Now when this starts,
当这个开始的时候
There's not very many people.
并没有多少人
120 gathered in the upper room.
这就是在使徒行传那个时候他们可能最开始只有100多个人在
Now they've preached and there's 3,000.
在楼上聚集，然后当他们讲，在他们传道之后，大概有3000人信主。
But that's really not very many when Jesus has said, "Go to the whole world and win them."
三千人跟离耶稣所说的要把福音传遍地极还差得很远呢。
But here's how it happened.
但是这个事情要怎么样发生呢
？One by one.
是一个一个的传。
People in that healthy church said.
在这个健康的教会里的人就会说
，I can't do everything.
我可能不能做每一件事情。
But I can do something.
但我可以做一些事。
I can't reach everybody.
我不可能让所有的人都听到我。
But I can reach the person next to me.
但我可以跟身边的人讲。
And as they did that, God added to the church those who were being saved.
当他们这么做的时候，神就把得救的人加给他们。
What's a healthy church?
所以一个健康的教会是什么样子的呢
？Not about a building.
不是这个建筑。
It's about people.
而是在于里面的人。
People who are united under the authority of Scripture.
那些在神的这个话语的指引下同心合一的人
，people who are one body who love and care for one another，
这些人是一体的，彼此关爱
；people who worship together，
这些人一起敬拜
；people who are winning their neighbors，
而这些人也去来向他们的邻居来传福音。
In January, I went to a mission board meeting。
在一月份的时候，我去参加了一个宣教的这个机会。
And one of the members of the board is a teacher from Nigeria.
一个董事会，然后其中这里边有一个是从这个。
And on the way back to the airport, he told me the story.
他然后这个他是从非洲一个国家来，然后在那在我他跟他去机场的路上，他跟我讲了一个故事。
One of their churches in the town was burned by a group of Muslims.
那他这个他所在的地方有一个教会被。一群穆斯林把这个教堂给烧了。
They came in on a Sunday morning and drove all the people away and burned the church down.
这些人在礼拜天正在聚会的时候来，把这个教堂里的人赶走，然后把这个教堂的建筑物烧掉。
The next week, the pastor, the church met outside.
那之后的那个星期，他们的聚会，那个星期天就在外边。
And the pastor began the service with a prayer of thanksgiving.
那这个牧师开始的时候，他就献上了一个感恩的祷告。
Because he said this.
他这么说的。
I thank God first that none of our people became killers.
那我他说我要感谢神，我们当中没有一个人成为杀人的人。
They tried to kill us.
那些人试图要杀了我们。
But we did not seek revenge.
可是我们并没有以相同的手法来报复他们。
But then he said.
然后他又说了。
I thank God.That they did not harm our church.
我感谢神，他并没有这些没有伤害我们教会。
And my missionary friend said, "What do you mean they didn't harm your church? They burned it down."
那我的这个宣教士的朋友就说，什么意思？没有伤害到教会，这教堂都给烧光了。
And the pastor said, "No."
这个牧师说不是的。
They burned our building.
牧师说他们烧的只是这个建筑而已。
But our church.Is healthy.
但是我们这个教会是健康的。
I hope.
我希望的是。
That if this building were to burn down.
如果我们这个房子哪天着火了。
That we could say.
我们也可以说。
They did not harm our church.
我们的教会并没有受到伤害。
Our building is gone, but our church is healthy.
虽然这个建筑物不在了，但是我们这个教会还是好好的。
The last few weeks, the coronavirus has been a test for our churches, along with many others.
那过去这个几个星期，这个新发生的这个冠状病毒的情形，对我们教会还有对其他很多教会都是一个考验。
It's affected our attendance.
它也影响到我们当中的人能够来聚会。
It's affected our lunch.
然后吃不成中午饭了。
Maybe that's why it's affected our attendance. I don't know.
也可能这是为什么没有人来的缘故。
It's affected our outreach.
也会影响到我们的这个的传福音。
It's hard to draw people when they're afraid of a group.
因为大家都不害怕聚会，所以很难邀请别人到教会里来。
But this morning, I want to say to us.
但是今天早上，我想对大家说的是
，We are still a church.
我们仍然是一个教会。
And amid all of the challenges,
虽然我们面临很多的挑战
we can still be committed to Scripture. We can still be united in our fellowship. Yes, maybe it will be done differently at times. I'm not going to hug you, but I love you.
我不会拥抱你,
we can still care for one another. We can still be united in worship. And it gives us a wonderful opportunity to reach our world. To show people Christ's love in difficult times. And so we must not be tempted to say, there's too many problems. Our church is being hurt. We must say, we are a healthy church. There are many challenges. It is a time to be still and know that I am God. But we will be the church. We will do what God has called us to do. And we will allow God to work through us. However we have to change. Whatever we have to do differently. We will not allow it to destroy us as a body. We will be united. We will be united under Scripture. And we will trust God. Let's pray. God, this morning I thank you for this church. For 2 years, they have challenged me. Challenge me to be a person who loves as they love. You've brought us together and put us here for a purpose. We come from different backgrounds. We come with different ideas. You've made us one body. Over the last few weeks, we faced new challenges. But God, we are still your church. And so we ask you that you will continue to bind us together as one. You will tie us together under the authority of your word. You will help us to have a new trust in you. And Lord, even in this time, that you will use us to reach others with the gospel.
主，即便在这种困难的时刻，主也求你来用我们来。
Make us your church. Accomplishing your purpose. I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.